She hastily squashed the age-old pain before it could fully form. Her mother's death last year meant that the older woman could no longer be disappointed in her only child. Outside the lab, I tend to be distracted.
What about when you're home? He demanded. Have you seen anyone new in the neighborhood?
No, she frowned. Shouldn't the police be asking these questions? His smile didn't reach his eyes.
They didn't want to spook the students, so I agreed to do a bit of discreet investigating for them.
Oh. It seemed weird to have a visiting professor investigating a potential stalker, but what did she know? I'm sorry I can't help.
He reached into his pocket to pull out a pen, scribbling on a piece of napkin. Here, he murmured, folding the paper before he lightly pressed it into her unresisting fingers. Angela's heart slammed against her ribs as pleasure exploded through her. Her head might warn her to stop weaving futile fantasies about this man, but her body hadn't received the memo. His fingers were hot, shockingly hot, against her skin, a branding heat that sent darts of excitement to the pit of her stomach. And his scent was wrapping around her like a cloak of invitation.
What is it? She asked, becoming lost in the astonishing blue of his eyes.
My phone number.
Phone number?
I want you to call me.
Her heart gave another stuttering leap.
You do?
Yes. She licked her suddenly dry lips.
When? The very minute you notice anything out of the ordinary.
Shit. She came back to Earth with a resounding crash. The stalker.
Right.
She lowered her head, determined he wouldn't guess her flare of humiliation.
Okay. If you notice anything, he insisted, no matter how small.
Yeah, I got it. Without warning, his hand was cupping her chin, tilting her face up so he could study her with a faint frown.
You promise?
There was another jolt of sensation before she was pulling free of his destructive touch and rising to her feet with a stubborn expression.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Angela, I need to find Megan.